Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Hi, this is Jake Smith, Director of Data Center Technologies, and I'm honored to be your backup co-host for Allison Klein for Intel Chip Chat, live from Microsoft Ignite in Orlando, Florida. I am joined today by a dear friend and colleague, Talal Al-Kanawi, Senior Director, Product Marketing at Microsoft Azure.
Thank you so much, Jake, for hosting me here today. It's really been exciting to work with you over the past year, and with the rest of the Intel crew. It has been an awesome partnership, and I'm very excited to just have that discussion.
It's been a wonderful event. There's some huge announcements that we have to share with our listeners. So, Talal, can you talk a little bit about your role beyond the title and what you do and why you're so excited and why I'm so excited to have you here today?
So, first of all, I've been in Microsoft for 19 years, so this week actually marks my 19th year in the company. And it has been really the best year I've had in Microsoft from a passion and excitement perspective, because we really have a lot to share today. So before we go into the announcement, I work as the marketing leader for our Azure Stack portfolio, as well as what we call the specialized compute on Azure. So I manage our high performance computing, which is also an area of great partnership between Microsoft and Intel. And I manage our SAP on Azure portfolio, which also runs on the Intel processors in Azure Data Center. So I have those three product portfolios that I manage the marketing business for.
I think our listeners are going to be as excited as I am about a complete portfolio that provides a cloud-to-edge solution for our customers worldwide. Can you tell us a little bit about the portfolio? Start with my favorite part, Azure Stack.
So, Azure Stack. We released Azure Stack to the market about 2 years ago and really set the stage for what hybrid is and what hybrid is all about in the market for all enterprises and our joint customers. Azure Stack in particular was actually a great partnership between also the two engineering teams, and I know that we and you have tested that in our labs. We collaborated together on the product.
Multi-years of testing, right?
Absolutely, as well as the customer feedback that we get through our listening mechanisms, through the great partnerships that you have also with your partners and our hardware partners as well. So Azure Stack has been in the market for about 2 years, has great momentum. The biggest use case that we have for it today is that our customers tell us that when they have applications or workloads where the data has to be in the sovereign territory of that country, it's important for them to have full control over their cloud environment, and Azure Stack gives you that fidelity between Azure and Azure Stack where it is consistent and comprehensive. So we basically extend Azure into your data center to run some of the Azure services that we have, and on certified and validated infrastructure provided through our hardware partners. So this is what Azure Stack. So it's a cloud-native environment where you can run infrastructure as a service or a set of Azure services. You can run DevOps on it as well. We have a marketplace. It's the same marketplace that we have in Azure. It's the same Azure portal. It's the same control plane where you can run it connected to the public cloud or literally air-gapped or disconnected from the public cloud, and you'll have a very similar experience.
Customers have really shown us they're not always on the full cloud journey. They're not always on the data sovereignty journey. They're on a series of different paths depending on their business needs, and Azure Stack's providing that flexibility. It's a very unique capability.
Absolutely. And we have some really great customer showcases. If you go on our website today, we have Hong Kong Stock Exchange that is running Azure Stack to modernize the applications and maintain compliance with the regulations that are available there. And we have KPMG Norway and how they use Azure Stack. And we have one of our largest customers of Azure Stack, which is Airbus Defenses. And it's a public case study, and they've participated with us in a keynote with Julia White twice already, and sharing how they're actually driving digital transformation throughout the entire enterprise, internally as well as with their customers, on using Azure Stack in their systems, which has been really great momentum in the market for us in Azure Stack. We have customers in 60 countries today, and it is available to order from our hardware partners in over 100 countries. So we continue to extend and expand both not only the ability to order, but you know, you're familiar with the hardware business. It's not just the ability to order and ship. It's the ability to service and provide great, seamless customer experience, because you want to run your mission-critical systems and your businesses on a cloud environment. So Azure Stack is a cloud environment that sits in your data center, and we expect nothing less for our customers to experience.
For those who are just getting initiated with the idea of edge, why edge for enterprises? Can you talk about breaking down some of the hype around edge computing? Because, again, we have real evidence with customers in 60 countries of real value. So can you talk about that a little bit?
From the experience as well as the feedback and just the historic work that we've done together, we know that IT doesn't sit in one data center. IT doesn't sit in one location. IT is not one type, shape, or color of an application. It's not a VM, it's not a container, it's not one app. It's a set of connected things that have to work together. And having realized that, most businesses have interactive applications with their clients. Imagine if you are a retail store. You have to be able to service your clients at your retail environment, whether it's a store in a mall, it's a gas station, you have to have it embedded in your manufacturing line, in your factory floor. If you are, for example, a cruise liner, where you have ships that are quite literally disconnected from everything, except for a satellite connection that became very recent and has a very well-known constraints in terms of latency and bandwidth. So how do you provide IT capabilities to continue to service your business as well as your customers and clients and continue to have your supply chain and your manufacturing process function? So all these requirements dictate that we have to provide the best hardware, the best silicon, the best software, the best actual support to these customers, the best consulting in order to build these, the best ecosystem of partners and applications to run all of this and become one connected tissue where it functions end to end. And hence why we're calling it the Intelligent Cloud and Intelligent Edge.
Well, what are some of the practical steps that an enterprise who hasn't gotten started in their edge journey, in their cloud to edge journey, what are some of the practical steps they can take to take advantage of this?
So the first thing I will look at in the data center environment that I have today, what's the cost for me to run that SAN environment, that legacy hardware that has been running there for some time? What's the refresh cycle look like? And then does it make sense for me for these applications to maintain them on premises or migrate them to the cloud? And of course, we would love for you to migrate what you can to the cloud. Like, we have great capabilities and innovation that runs in the cloud. So we partner with our partners, whether they are the system integrators, the ISVs, the application providers, to help our customers decide the value that will be created by migrating and modernizing their environments in the cloud. So I think that's the number one thing that we want our customers to look at. We know, as we just discussed, is that not everything will migrate to the cloud. So in the cases where, for a technical reason, for a business reason, for a legal compliance reason, that we need to maintain some of these applications or build new applications even in my data center or in the edge, here is the new technologies that is available from Microsoft and from our partners like Intel to refresh that hardware and save cost or bring new innovations into my data center with things like Azure Stack HCI and what we talked about this week with Azure Stack Edge.
Let's talk about some of the frameworks that you've built.
So first of all, we want our customers to look at our portfolio end to end. It's a continuum. So the cloud starts with Azure. So Azure is our cloud. And then we work to extend that cloud environment, that cloud system down to the data center as well as the edge. And with that, what we shared today in the blog that we talked about is that we have our hybrid assets, of which Azure Stack Portfolio is one of them, and I will dive into in a little bit. And we made an announcement for Azure Arc. So Azure Arc basically enables you to manage and govern VM resource or a Kubernetes resource or bring SQL services and managed SQL services into any infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And we also have our Azure IoT solutions. So with Azure Stack Portfolio now, we're expanding the portfolio from one product to a set of products to be flexible to give customers what they want. So they can have the form factor that they choose, small or big, one node, multiple nodes, rugged or a data center or enterprise grade environment. So we'll talk about these in a little bit. You can run your choice of a workload. So you want a cloud native workload.
Well, that's, you know, I'm super excited about the rugged version. The rugged version was absolutely outstanding. It was amazing to drop it on stage and it still kept working.
It's too bad our listeners can't actually see what it is on the phone. So please go and check out what it looks like and what the size of this
thing
is.
Make sure you see Jason Zander's keynote.
Yes. So from a Spectrum perspective, we have Azure Stack Hub, which was formerly called Azure Stack. So we announced new capabilities for Azure Stack Hub in preview, including, for example, Windows Virtual Desktops, including Kubernetes on Azure Stack using the Azure Kubernetes Engine. So we're very excited about these new capabilities that we're bringing into Azure Stack Hub and will continue to be our cloud-native environment into customers' data center for cloud and edge environments. So that's the Azure Stack Hub environment. Azure Stack HCI added 5 new certifications for our hardware partners that meet our customer solutions. So for example, remote branch offices. So if you are a customer who has like a bank environment, for example, where they have multiple branches, or if you are a retail or a grocery store where you have multiple stores, this is where we think a system that is running Azure Stack HCI from one of our hardware partners that is certified for that purpose will give you the best capability and versatility to deploy Azure Stack HCI in that environment. We also announced a workflow deployment wizard to deploy Azure Stack HCI in a seamless way, so our IT admins will have a better experience in managing and deploying and setting up Azure Stack HCI. We're very excited about that.
For those listeners listening, you can find that at Microsoft.com and look up MS Ignite. 19 presentations, and you can find some of these presentations that Talal is referring to.
So Azure Stack Edge, we announced some great new capabilities this week, including the form factors that we have. So we have what we call the commercial series, which was our original form factor. So the new capabilities are things like running virtual machines and supporting virtual machines on Azure Stack Edge, running Kubernetes containers on Azure Stack Edge, the ability to add multiple nodes for both high availability as well as scale with Azure Stack Edge. And Azure Stack Edge is essentially an Azure managed appliance. It's a first-party Microsoft appliance. You can order it and manage it from the Azure portal, and we actually run Azure services on it, so we treat it like an Azure service. You get billed for it monthly basis like an Azure service, so it's a consumption model. We're very excited about it. Our customers today tell us a lot that they want to use Azure Stack Edge with the FPGA capabilities that is built using the Intel Aria 10 FPGA to run machine learning and AI at the edge. So you can actually, we have many examples of how our customers like Kroger, for example, use Azure Stack Edge today to detect void and inventory and alert their staff for the inventory levels, for example, using some of the existing cameras in the store with Azure Stack Edge. So this is by far the biggest use case that we see today for Azure Stack Edge. So we have our commercial series, but we also introduced our rugged series. And our rugged series has 2 sizes. So you have the regular size that we have with the commercial series in a rugged form factor. And we have a portable battery-operated form factor of Azure Stack Edge that we also will make available to our customers very soon as part of our lineup.
Well, this is very exciting. I mean, these solutions are coming with AI built in, they're coming with database technologies built in, virtualization and containers built in. This is a modern edge computer.
They are, and they are part of Azure, so this is the best part. Hybrid to us is a design principle. It is not a one product like what we've talked about. So this is how we demonstrate how we're extending Azure all the way from cloud to the data center to the edge environment of your choice. We have a great flexibility of choice that we make available to our customers to run any type of workload, whether it's a VM, whether it's a Kubernetes environment, serverless, any app or workload, and manage it from a consistent environment, whether it is from the Azure portal with Azure Arc as well, and have that consistency all the way from Azure to the edge.
Talk a little bit about what tools you're building to teach customers how to start their journey.
I think the first thing is that we would love to share with our customers the use cases of when to use what. And in many cases, they're not mutually exclusive. So we have customers that will use all 3, Azure Stack Hub, Azure Stack Edge, as well as Azure Stack HCI. And this is what we think that makes our portfolio resonate with our customers, is that we're not forcing a one-size-fits-all. We actually listen to the customers and see the type of workload, the type of environment that they want to run in, whether it's an indoors and an outdoors environment, where they can take something like an Azure Stack Edge ruggedized environment and put it literally in a vehicle to go and save people's life, in a first responders vehicle or in a disaster relief environment, which was actually one of the demos that we put there. So I encourage our customers to continue to engage with us, provide us feedback. We have great documentation that's available on azure.com, as well as some of the articles that our engineers write on blogs, as well as really share that feedback with the great people from Intel, because I know you have great relationship with many of our enterprise customers and our partners, and we communicate a lot and would love to incorporate that feedback.
One of the things that people always ask is, where are Microsoft services and solutions, and how are they really powered by Intel technologies?
There are many services that we have today on Azure that run using the Intel technology, like Optane data center technologies from both the memory and SSD. So for example, at the edge, Azure Stack HCI, we published a great review on how our partner DataON, for example, uses Azure Stack HCI with Intel Optane persistent memory, as well as the SSDs that are capable there. And we broke the record for the IOPS using that specifically configured system. So we're very proud of that. In Azure, we partner very closely on high performance computing and HPC. So we have our HC series, for example, that is running the Intel Xeon scalable processors, SAP on Azure, both our dedicated offering that runs on Intel Optane offering, as well as our VMs that are powered by the Intel Xeon processors as well. So very happy with the partnership that goes above the silicon, where we partner together on things like the Intel Select Solutions. For example, people in your team test multiple vendors and multiple solutions on SQL Server, for example, on Azure Stack HCI, and provide our customers the best reference architecture to run their environment using that. So the partnership goes much deeper than just the two companies. We extend that to our ecosystems of ISVs, SIs, and also in many cases working with our customers to optimize the solution for them. So it can be better.
Thank you so much for coming, Talal. Where can our listeners find out more information?
So you can always find out more on azure.com. So this is where we have very pervasive and depth content for what the products do, the benefits and the value propositions, and how our customers can achieve digital transformation using many of the services and assets that we have built on Azure. So that's by far the best resource, of course, to go and check it out.
Always a pleasure. And with that, on behalf of Intel, I would like to thank my dear friend, Talal Al-Khanawi, Senior Director, Product Marketing of Microsoft Azure. This has been Jake Smith, Director of Data Center Technologies, and thank you for listening to Intel Chip Chat. Wherever you are in the world, we wish you a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.